Buongiorno, Giovanni, se la posso scusare, non è che finisce. We saw the last of the Hevdolim. Again, these are clouded. You have to get this clear. The Chovim Savov, oh, thank you. The Chovim Savov is telling you there's seven differences between somebody who's a Patach Be'elokim and somebody who's not. These are clouded. These are not this is seven, because you can think of a lot of differences, but you'll find they all fit into these seven categories. And you have to work with it. Okay, that's Perek Hay. We spoke quite a bit about the guy that wants a mashkin from Hashem. In other words, we touched on him a little bit in the seventh thing here as well, and the sixth one also, that there are these people that are more than happy to have a token and serve Hashem when they have what they want in the bank. In other words, when I get this and this and this and this, then I'll start serving Hashem. So he devotes all Perek to them. So they must be very important people, because he has the whole of Perek Vav, which is not the longest Perek, but it's a whole Perek here. He dedicates the whole Perek to these people. They want to mashkin from Hashem. You'll see we all very much, in some way, have this in us. Told you it's too early in the morning to talk about anything else. Shin Tzadik Tes. Al Yedei Sheva Pirchot Shal Yodom Agale is Goydel Tosov. So who's he talking about? He's talking about the people we spoke about yesterday. These guys. Where did we find him? Who's he talking to? We spoke about this yesterday, right? You're talking about the guys who don't have a token in Hashem. And he spoke about it yesterday, that they're only prepared to serve Hashem when they have enough of everything. Sorry, just give me a second here. We just spoke about these guys. No, was it? Huh? Yeah, but we. Right at the end. Sorry, I thought it was in the paragraph above. You're right. When you ask him, when are you going to start thinking about, you have to prepare for the next world? When are you going to start thinking about that? You're so busy running around trying to make money that you haven't got time to think about reality. As he answers, he tells you for sure, I understand, it's very important. But, first you have to take care of this world, and then you take care of the next world. So when I have enough, avuri va'avu ishti va'bonai, at sof yomeinu, when I have enough for my wife and my children, at sof yomeinu, until all my grandchildren' lives are taken care of, then I'll have menucha from the daigas. Then I'll start going to WMC. Okay, so then I'll start doing something practical for Olam Haba. But until then, so that's who he's talking to. Talking to people that, when are you going to come learn? We're not going to learn. We're not got enough to live on for 50 years, and my kids have also got enough to live on for 50 years. Then I'll come learn. So we know people like this. We all have a little bit of this in us as well. Yeah, we all have this. Not so maybe so extreme, whatever. About no, Baruch Hashem, we're learning, we're doing. We're talking to the elite inner circle here, the few elite creature.
Only I just had enough proof.
If you go one micro nano millimeter out of real towards ideal, that's a Madrega. Yes. That's the mistake you make. You think a Madrega is
From 1 to 50.
No, Madrigal is from 1 to 1.00001. Remember, the smallest change you make to the system, the system's a new system. Subject. That's why he makes you sugar. A pinprick is a pinprick. A pinprick changes you. When you make a pinprick change in your system, you are a different person. And watch the resistance to that statement. Look, look inside yourselves. Everybody's resisting it. Everyone's resisting it. The Yetzirah knows that if you Pesach, Hashem will open for you Ulam. He knows it because Hashem doesn't lie. Hashem said he'll do it. So the Yetzirah is a big investment in you not making little changes and making big changes, but big changes, you never nothing happens. You have to find little things to do, and then you'll see. So going from 50 hours to 1 hour, I can't even relate to that. Hunger from 1 hour to 1 hour and 1 minute, or 1 hour and 30 seconds. That idea is a step in the right direction. If you can take two steps without, you know, fear, then for sure you should. What is it capable? You should according to his abilities. But I've never heard anyone saying if you're learning an hour, start learning 3 hours. Never heard anyone say that because it's not relevant. It's not sustainable. It's not shaykh. Even going from 1 hour to 1 hour and 5 minutes might prove challenging. Anybody who's ever made a Kabbalah on Yom Kippur knows that no matter how small the Kabbalah is, it's challenging. It's challenging to get to that one Mishnah a day that you're going to learn, you know? It's like one Mishnah, you don't have to understand it. Just read one Mishnah a day, take it onto the Kabbalah. You'll see it's suddenly hard to find 30 seconds to do that. You know, push it. Why? Because the Yetzer understands the value of it. We don't appreciate the value. The Yetzer appreciates the value. That's why he fights you so hard not to do those little things. So when you come to me with Madrigas and, you know, you're talking about like the escalator, you know, no, he's Mondays.
And if you don't take the Kabbalah, can you just... do a mission a day without it being
I don't know. Tell me. Try and tell me. Those are things you can experiment with. I don't know. I need to know. There's no handbook on that. Try and see what happens. I don't know. See. But let's go back to the tipush and the guy's making mistakes there with his ashkof. His ashkof is krum. And he's got 7 kashas on this guy. 7 kashas. The Chavis Lavov has wasted an entire perek of Shara B'tochen. To deal with a guy who's a tipush, and he's made tipesh, and his ashkofas are completely krum. He's got 7 pirchas on this guy. Shal yoda magales goydul kulsom. 5 of these 7 pirchas are showing the incredible big mistake. Now, if the Chovis Lavov is taking so much time out to point out 7 mistakes that these people are making, we should pay attention because it might help us get out of this modality. I'm going to do this even though I need to spend a lot of time. Chovis Lavov is a busy guy. And he's taking time out from his busy schedule to ma'arich b'zeh. B'pnei sh'yesh b'dvarim eilu k'dei lebayesh u'lochiach es ba'le ha'shkofa zois. Because there are things here, there are words here, the subject, which can lebayesh, it can embarrass and can give tochocha to people who have such a hashkofa, who feel the need to embarrass and give tochocha to people who think like this. Shadarosam anachoynehi, how do you call these people? You want to label them? Give them a title? Kat hamamashkinim es Hashem. These are a group of people who want a mashkin from Hashem. They want a mashkin. Collateral, yeah. They're going to put a mortgage on Hashem's house because they're not sure that Hashem will pay them back. Somebody owes you money. Somebody owes you something. How does the mashkin start? Somebody owes you something. You don't trust that they're going to give you what they owe you. So you take surety. You take a surety. So that's what these people are doing. You have a businessman. He sells on credit to somebody he doesn't trust. Yeah. You know, this guy doesn't pay his debt so much. So why is he selling on credit? Because business is business. So what does he do to cover himself? So he takes a mashkin when he sells it to you. Because he's very worried. The bank's worried. You're not going to pay your mortgage. So what did they do? They lock your house. So if you don't pay your mortgage, homeless. Mishum she'ein lo imud bo, I don't trust this guy. Or mishum she'ulan lo yeh bechal to lifro lo avu asfeinu. I do trust him, but you know, there's a lot of stuff that can happen. Who knows what will be tomorrow? God forbid, you'll be sick, you'll go to Medina Seo again. So I've got a mashkin. I know that I'm taken care of. V'chein ba'al hashkofa zu, einu mochonim la'avodas Hashem. These guys, the ones who have this hashkofa, they're not prepared to serve Hashem. Elim yiten lemirosh, b'tor mashkin es panosom, u'panosos b'nei b'leisam l'meshach kol yimachem. You want me to serve you, Hashem? Fine, but I don't know that I have what to live on. I don't know that my children and my family at Sof Doiris will have enough to live on. So you guarantee me my panosa till the end of my days, then I'll start serving you. Why? Because you don't trust Hashem will take care of you while you're busy serving. That's the logical step from the mashke, no? There has to be an imud before you take a mashke. Correct? If I trust you and I know you're going to pay me back and I know you can pay me back, and even if something happens, whatever, the money's in the bank already, I don't take a mashkin from you. Got it? You ask me, can I lend you 10 shekels? I lend you 10 shekels. Do I take a mashkin? No, because I know you'll pay me back. And if you don't, need your fella. Got it? I take a mashkin when I don't trust that I'm going to get my money back. So yeah, you're telling Hashem, I want a mashkin from you before I start serving you. Why? Must be you don't trust that Hashem's going to give you what you need. Okay, let's see what he says. Apiecha harishoino. The first question we have on this guy. Shehishna l'adam hamishtaich lekat zuhri. The first piecha we have on somebody who is a member of this club. It's a whole group. He's not just, he's talking, there's a kat here, there's a group here. You have a membership fee as well. You join this group, you know. Shenemalo. Ata ish. I'll go 1 second before we rip this guy apart to see what he's saying. Ata ish, you this guy. Sheincha mistapek im hanogas ha'adam, ki al pigzeres ha'boire olo. What does he mean? Anybody tell me what he's saying here? Oh, you don't know. People in this world, they're being driven, conducted up here the Gzeira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What you live, what you own, what he does to you. And it's all part of the Gzeira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, correct? He just says, the Chovah Zohar says, "Ata ish hamistapek gzeiros haboyim." The Leif Toiv adds in hanagas ha'adam. He's talking about just you. You have doubts about whether the Kodesh Baruch Hu is running the world or not. To put it into simple language, why? She'ein chomam in b'koicha bilti mugbal, because you don't believe in Hashem's infinite power. Ashe o sich lecha choshach. The light of your brain, your seichel, is darkened. And the candle of your understanding, of your binah, has been extinguished. He's quite harsh with this guy. Yeah. You know what? Mipnei shafeles tavoscha his gabra alecho. Because you're immersed in the darkness of your tivers. It's been quite strong, huh? Not just saying that I was making a bit of a mistake. You're like, you're at the ballpark, Legamre, because of Shafelis Tavoscha is Gabra Alefa. Hallo, Rak Mereoche v'chavrecha roilecha levakesh v'lekachet mashkin. From your neighbor, from your friend, it's fitting that you should take a mashkin. Mipnei she'ata lo b'reshusoi, because you're not in his reshus, you're not under his conduct. You don't know him anything. Aval sochi hamishtake livnei adam harei lo nachon mitzido shikach mashken avu miskortoi mipnei shesocho to ad od livnei shetchil bavadoisa. Let's say you go work for somebody, right? You agree you're going to work for somebody. So you want a mashken before you start working. That's not a good deal. You can't do that. Start working. Start earning your salary. You haven't earned anything yet. Why should you have a mashkin? You do the work and then I pay you. Before you sign a deal, you make the guy, you take a mashkin and he's going to pay you your 1% or whatever they give you, the tip they give you for the... But the estate agents don't do any real work. That's why they shouldn't get paid. You have a contract. They said, okay, good. Means you have a contract with Hashem as well. But he doesn't owe you anything yet because you haven't started working. When you go and lend a guy money, you can ask him for a mashkin because you've lent him money. So he owes you something. But before you've lent him anything, why can you ask for a mashkin? He doesn't owe you anything. Mashkin only kicks in when there's a debt. So how can you ask Hashem for a mashkin? He doesn't owe you anything. It never will. What happens if it's not a hired worker? It's an Eved. An Eved can't ask for a mashkin before he starts working. Eved, go chop down that tree. You pay me before I chop down the tree. Tashlum mirosh. Yeah, you go to the Tachanat Delek, you push the button, you say, it's Rim Shekel Sola, they tell you, Tashlum mirosh. Because they're scared you're going to drive off. It happens. Guys put in Delek and they drive off. So Tashlum mirosh. But that's... But normally you don't have such a thing. Tashlum mirosh. What are you talking about? Do the job, I'll pay you. I don't know you anything yet. So why are you taking a mashkin? But until he starts working, the guy doesn't owe him anything. So first come to work and start working, and then we'll see about a mashkin. That's what he says. Yeah, but that's why he's focusing on Achi Trib. You have to start working first. There's enough given Hilchas Ribis as well. I'm not going to go into that now. But once you started working for the guy, then okay, 1 second, you see this guy, you're doing a bit of work, but he owes you something already. You start getting a bit nervous. Maybe he won't pay you. Okay, you see the dodgy guy, so you don't carry on working until you get a mashkin. But you haven't even started working. The guy doesn't owe you anything yet. Ask me, ask for a mashkin. Okay. Because again, the lochen mitzada ever, the kachet me adoina of oit lifnei shehitchil over the top. The kalvachoyme she'en litzu lemashkin es yoitzrei od lifnei shehitchil over the top. You're going to ask a mashkin from Hashem before you started working for him? What is it? You're learning? There's two of them. Well, it's part of the learning. He's talking and learning. Double it, mate. Got it? If the guy doesn't owe you money, that's what we're getting from the marshal. Yeah, you might have a few cash with the marshal. I'm not going to start working until another guy can pay. But at the end of the day, the guy doesn't owe you anything. He can't ask for a mashkin. Okay, fine. That's the board. So the same as Hashem. You can't start asking for Hashem for a mashkin because he doesn't owe you anything. Even if you all do the avoider that you're supposed to do, you'll never. He doesn't owe you anything. He never will. I'm astounded, wondered, whatever you want to translate pele as. But this is a shkofa. Was it a gnai le'eved? So explains here, the Pisvelev explains. So doinav kono oto v'shile mirosh avuroi v'avu avadoiso. The master bought the slave. Put your emotional objections to... You're not dealing with roots here, okay? Get rid of your emotional abhorrence to slavery, okay? The Torah's vision of a slave is not that... It's quite an attractive option if you think about it, okay? There's one bed, you sleep in, and the master sleeps on the floor. It's not exactly, you know, in the cotton plantations down in the Mississippi Delta. It's not, well, if you're from South Africa and you have certain abhorrences to slavery or whatever. But said, okay, this guy bought you and paid for you and your work. Therefore, the Eved, not the Loma Gear, the Eved, any more salary for the work he's going to do. I mean, you can't say the Eved's worried if I do the work, I won't get paid. because you're not going to get paid. You don't have to be paid. You're not supposed to be paid. And if you'll work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or 6 days a week, the guy doesn't owe you anything because they've already paid you or paid for you. It's a very despicable thing for an Eved to then go and say to the master, I'm not working until you take care and make sure that I'm going to get paid. Paid for what? I don't owe you anything. It's not for us. It's a very gnai. It's a very negative, horrible thing. I want reward for serving Hashem. The Hashem overwhelms us with enormous chasadim that will serve him. Now you want to get paid for that as well? We saw in Perek Dalet. So for one of the smallest chasadim Hashem did for you could be over for the whole life, you wouldn't pay him back. Even if your good deeds are kechol hayam, that's a lot. It's a marshal for infinite. You have to meditate on that long and hard. It's one of the most hardest statements I've ever heard. It's a sentence in the Chovos HaLevavos Shara B'tochen, and it's hard to swallow that sentence. But the smallest toiva that Hashem did for you, you could never, ever, ever pay him back. Never. For the smallest. For your baby toenail. Which is a chesed. It's a big chesed. But compared to your eyes, it's a little chesed, yeah. You never pay Hashem back for your baby toenail. Never, ever. That's a hard. Now you want reward for serving Hashem? Reward? Give me back your lungs, your kidney, your heart, your eyes, your ears, your family, everything I've given you, and then I'll think about paying the salary. Okay, that's a fair deal. How much did you pay for your eyes? You know, a pair of eyes are worth. Now, what's a pair of eyes worth? What's the most sophisticated mishuchlal camera today worth, Reb David? I'm talking about the top of the top, the one they haven't invented yet because it's so advanced. That's all. Nah, there must be more sophisticated than that.
Telescopes into space. You'll be millions.
Yo, because you can see the moon and you can. Yeah. I don't know. How much are your eyes worth? A few million. Billion. Oscar doesn't have ours. What do you pay for it? Well, so give me back what I've given you, Hashem says, and then you can get paid. I'll pay you $50 an hour.
You got to take care of
it. What's the concept of this? Is it worth despite the fact that you can never pay back? Still pay us.
Correct. And the way you balance out that disconnect is the thing called the Korosatoiv. That's the sugi of the Korosatoiv. Hashem wants us to be Betzelem Elokim, which means we're unconditional givers. You can never be 100%. Reb Shimon Shkop already says that in the Gomer Tishari Yosha. You can never be 100% like Hashem as an unconditional giver because you exist. And that's a problem. We exist. That's the biggest problem we have. We exist. So there's always going to be a bit of you in the picture. But you can get as far as you can in Betzelem Elokim. Mitzad Sheni, Hashem makes us the biggest takers in the world. Not just from Hashem, from everything in the world, but it's from Hashem ultimately. And that contradiction causes, or should cause you, if you haven't destroyed it, should cause you real discomfort. That's called debt. That feeling inside of you when you owe somebody something, or someone does you a favor, or you're getting things, you're taking, that creates an icky feeling. Because it goes connected your tzelem elokim, which is to give. The cure for that is a chorus of tev. You understand that a chorus of tev is a big sugya now. It's not just something that, you have to say thank you. You know, you see a little three-year-old, you go, I say, what do you say, kid? You know, he goes, thank you. So that's a chorus of toiv. It has nothing to do with a chorus of toiv. Maybe a beginning of training a child in a chorus of toiv, but when you get stuck there, you'll never have a chorus of toiv because you said thank you. So I would have to do more than that. Thank you can sometimes be the biggest obstacle to a chorus of toiv. Anyway, that's on a subject now. You put that on the list. We should deal with a chorus of toiv at some stage. Okay, fine. Chorus of toiv. That's what it does. The makir toiv. But you understand? I mean, the model he used earlier, I think, where does he use it? In Shara Bechina Lozoche, where he uses it. you're an abandoned baby somewhere, yeah, and the guy picks you up and takes you home and he feeds you and clothes you and raises you and educates you and puts you through school and everything, whatever, yeah? Now, at the end of the day, the guy says, why don't you just help me, like, mow the lawn, you know, cut the grass? He said, sure, how much are you going to pay me? How much are you going to pay me? Why don't you just go to the store and give me some eggs, yeah? Come and say, how much are you going to pay me? It's not just a very simple, pathetic marshal, but that's what it's like. You have to pay your kids to take out the garbage, you know? That's garbage. Paying your kids to take out the garbage. What are you talking about? You don't live here? I'm happy to pay you to take out the garbage when you pay for rent and food and, you know, an honor. And talking about pay the kid to take out the garbage.
That's first as
well. Yeah, no, for sure. If he doesn't trust you, yeah, you're the kid. That's all good. All good. So now you're asking Hashem for a mashkin? Odlif neshit chel bavosa before you started being oyved? But then is it is bate aposuk. Al Hashem tigmelu zois am novel velochochem. You're a novel. Novel is like, I don't know what a novel is. Translated into English. Velochochem. Hello, who are vicha, konecha, vuhu otzcha, vichainenecha? Fool. You know, atalochochem. You're not a Talmud, it's not that you're not spiritual, you're not a Talmud Chochem. Ata idiot. Ata lo chacham. You're stupid. That's what he called him in the first place. He called him a tipesh. It's a tipshus. The problem with this guy is he's a tipesh. I'm your father. I created you. I made you. I'm keeping you. No, you want me to pay you? And he does, by the way. The only reason he created the world is to pay us. But you can't demand payment. That's the first piecha we have on this fool. And then we'll continue with it. Again, intellectually, none of us have a problem here. None of us have a problem intellectually here. But in our Shavuos Levavecho, you might find a few speed bumps along the way where we don't feel so secure because we're not sure that Hashem's going to take care of us.